USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
At around 2:30 Eastern Time, President Trump will detail a new plan on immigration, although Democrats are already poo-pooing the plan and any ideas the president has. Republican Senator from Louisiana John Kennedy has a message for those Democrats.
I could be convinced, but I'm not convinced right now that all of my colleagues on the Democratic side really want to fix it, because I think some, not all, but some see this as a great political issue. We got to start thinking about the next generation and stop thinking about the next election so much.
Totally outrageous. That's how House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is responding to a White House letter rejecting demands for documents and testimony related to the Mueller report.
Says the president is above the law and Congress has no right to investigate any of the actions of the president, hold him accountable in any way.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities, or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Get a $100 travel reward credit with a full synthetic oil change through October 31st, 2019. Terms apply. Visit Pennzoil.com/travel on.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Alexa, play Maren Morris.
Okay.
Get unlimited access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
On Wednesday, Alabama Republican Governor Kay Ivey signed into law the strictest abortion law in the nation. This makes Alabama the most pro-life state in the country. The law goes into effect in 6 months and practically bans all abortions in the state. Alabama State Representative Clyde Chambliss says this law is a chance to stand up for those who can't stand up for themselves.
Life is a gift of our Creator, and we must do everything that we can.
Just hours after Governor Ivey signed that law, Republican Governor from Missouri Mike Parsons said his state is also about preserving the right to life.
I really believe this legislation will get done because I believe it is the will of the people, and the people's voices will be heard.
Former President Jimmy Carter is out of the hospital. A statement from the Carter Center says he will be recuperating at his home in the Plains after a hip replacement surgery. He will also be undergoing physical therapy after falling and breaking his hip earlier this week. The former president is 94 years old, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alaroot, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Alaroot Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Fire officials say power lines sparked a Northern California campfire in Paradise that killed 85 people last November. USA Radio Network's Wendy King reports.
The official report by CAL FIRE says the deadly blaze was caused by the beleaguered utility Pacific Gas and Electric. Mike Muller is deputy director of CAL FIRE.
We've determined there was power equipment owned and operated by PG&E that caused the fire.
PG&E has previously acknowledged that it was the probable cause of the fire. It's estimated the financial liability could top $30 billion.
Former Major League Baseball All-Star pitcher David Cohen opens up about life lessons and mistakes he made in his new book, Full Count, The Education of a Pitcher. Cohen was a five-time All-Star and five-time World Series champion during his 17 years in the big leagues. Cohen also shares what it was like back in 1999 when he had a perfect game against the Montreal Expos.
Well, nobody wants to talk to you. You know, when you have a perfect game, the superstitions, nobody will look at you, nobody will talk to you. So I went up into the clubhouse at Yankee Stadium, and I looked myself in the mirror. I went into the bathroom, put my hands on the sink, and had that proverbial talk in the mirror with myself. And it was good angel, bad angel. It was you can do this, positive thinking. There was don't blow it. You know, this is your last chance. So it was a remarkable meeting. I've never done that before, and I tell about it in the book.
Cohen also tells Fox News that no doubt that was the highlight of his career. Please remember, you can find us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.